want to look at Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7 as we begin our thoughts today. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. The Apostle Paul writes these words: "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Paul teaches very clearly here that we can have peace. But I think that sometimes peace is something that escapes many of us due to various circumstances that we bring into our lives. Sometimes those circumstances are the result of our own decision, and I would say a majority of the time that is the case. Other times there are certainly some things that can disrupt the peace that we have that come upon us from outside sources. But this morning I would like for us to think about how I can have peace in my life, and how you can have peace within your life as well. And it's really not all that difficult. What makes it difficult is the trouble that we bring to our own lives, through our own desires, through the things that we decide to do, and the situations that we get ourselves into. And so, as we think about how to have peace within our life, I would like for this lesson to be very practical in nature. I would like for us to think about some things that are very practical and some things that can really help us, if we're not doing them already, to have more peace than we already have, and if we have a measure of peace, to even increase that peace to the point where we can be content with the things that we have, as the Bible says. So let's think this morning about how to have peace within our life. First of all, in order to have peace within our lives, we need to, number one, obey the law. Obey the law. You may be thinking, well, I already obey the law. And if you obey the law, that's great. But I just wanted to start off with something fairly obvious for us to think about. When we break the law, or when we don't obey the law, that really does bring a lot of stress to our life. And it brings us to the point of having problems and difficulties. The Bible tells us that we need to follow the law in Romans chapter 13, verse 3. Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the Savior. A lot of the anxiety that we have, or that we may have, or a lot of the fear that we may have within our life can be brought upon us simply by not obeying the law, not doing what the law says to do, seeking ways to get out of following the law. And there are many reasons why people don't obey the law. A lot of it has to do with their own pride and their own desires and their own ways of trying to handle other difficult situations that they have in their life, that they have brought upon their own life for one reason or another. But if we don't obey the law, we are going to have stress, and we're not going to have peace. And in 1 Peter 2, in verses 13 through 15, we read, "Therefore submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men." Here's another way that we can have peace, and that is by ensuring that when we obey the law, we're going to live peaceably with others. I mean, really, that's the point of the law, is trying to help us all get along with one another when we have conflicts with one another for one reason or another, or we want to do one thing and somebody else wants to do another thing, and then those two things come into conflict. The law is supposed to be there to help us resolve some of those conflicts. And by obeying the law and following the law, we can bring a measure of peace to our life, especially in regard to other people who live in the same nation in which we live. And so in order to have personal peace in our life, one of the first things that a person ought to do is to obey the law. And if you're doing that, you are on the road to having some peace within your life. Secondly, in order to have personal peace in our lives, we must desire peace with others. Now that also may seem obvious to you, but sometimes we kind of have feelings of disagreement with other people. We think, well, they're not doing what I want them to do, so I'm going to go make them do what I want them to do. Or we may think, well, that person's not being so nice to me, so I'm not going to be so nice to them. You see, it can kind of be sneaky like that when we don't desire peace with others. But that's really what we're doing when we act in that way, is saying, I really don't desire peace with you. I want to have conflict with you. Let me see how I can escalate this conflict further. Is that really what we want? You know, everybody says, I want peace. But then sometimes we act like we don't really want it. Let's instead desire peace with other people. Let's really act like we want to be at peace with others. Of course, if you don't act like you're going to be at peace with other people, if you are constantly pursuing conflict, you're going to have a lot of stress in your life. And there's going to be problems and difficulties simply from the lack of the desire of peace. In 1 Peter 3 and verse 11, there the Apostle Peter writes, if you would want to live long and see good days, among other things, he says, let him seek peace and pursue it. Seek peace and pursue it. You've got to pursue peace. You've got to recognize when you're in a situation where you could potentially have conflict, and then ask yourself, do I really want to have this conflict, or do I want to seek peace? And then the best thing to do is to seek peace. Let him seek peace and pursue it. In Romans 12, verse 18, we read, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Live peaceably with all men. And it may seem very simple as we talk about it here, but it's really quite obvious and true that if we want to have peace within our life, then a very simple step that we can take is to desire peace with others. Not seek that conflict that I have building up within me, but rather, instead say, you know what? I don't think I'm going to do that today. I'm not going to have a conflict with this person. I'm just going to let that go, and I'm going to seek peace with other people. So in order to have personal peace, obey the law. And number two, desire peace with others. Number three, in order to have personal peace in our lives, we need to take care of our business as quickly as we can. You know, stress and lack of peace often builds up because we leave things undone that need to be done. Think about that for a minute. Let's say I have a stack of bills on the desk at the house, and it's been sitting there for a month. And now I am stressed out because of all these bills that haven't been paid, and I've got to go in there and sit down and pay all these bills. You know, that's the way I used to handle my bills. I used to wait for a month and let them all stack up, and then I go in once a month and I pay all my bills. It was very stressful for me to do it that way. And you say, well, how do you do it now? Well, now I've got this thing called a smartphone, and it pays all my bills for me. Well, in a manner of speaking, I suppose. But now, as soon as the bill comes in, I get my phone out, and I punch in some numbers on the phone, and boom, the bill's paid. Man, that's done with. It's over. I can file it away and not even worry about it anymore, and it's fantastic. Because now I am taking care of my business as quickly as I can. You see, when we put things off, those things tend to pile up and stack up. And they create stress within our life, and they rob us of our peace. But if we will take care of our business as quickly as we can possibly take care of it, then that will reduce that stress and we'll have more peace. Romans 12 and verse 1 says this, "Don't be lagging in diligence, but be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." Don't be lagging in diligence. We are supposed to be a diligent people. We're supposed to take care of our business. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 11 says, "That you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you." And so taking care of our business, and I'm talking about the personal business that we have, that we can take care of, that is something that will bring a measure of peace to our life. So if we want to have personal peace, we need to obey the law. We need to desire peace with others. We need to take care of our personal business. And number four, we need to reject contemporary philosophies. And you say, "Well, Kevin, what do you mean by contemporary philosophies?" Well, I'm talking about things that the world pursues, you know. The philosophy of wealth, or the philosophy of success, or the philosophy of power, or the philosophy of personal identity, or all of these other philosophies, you know, that the world decides are important, that they must pursue those things and have those things if they're going to have any real life at all. You know, the world has to pursue those things, and, you know, pursuing all those things, the world fills itself with a tremendous amount of stress. And they rob themselves of peace by pursuing all these different philosophies. And in doing that, they are not peace-filled, but rather stress-filled. Well, we can do a lot toward having peace within our life by simply removing all of these worldly philosophies from our thinking. And not try to make $1 million before you turn 25 years old or whatever. Or not try to be the president of a multinational corporation, you know, by the time you're 35. And not try to be elected to the Congress or the Senate or any other thing like that, you know, pursuing power or something like that. Oh, man. Those people rob themselves of their peace. All because they're pursuing the philosophy of wealth, or success, or power, or personal identity even, where we decide, well, this is what I want to be. I'm this, or I'm that. And you can be anything you want to be, so to speak, as the world says. And pursue a life, being that thing, you know, you'll never be satisfied. And you'll rob yourself of peace, because when you pursue the philosophy of the world, you will have stress. A lot of stress. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8 says this, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." You see, Christ wants you to have peace, and He will take away your stress, and He will give you a tremendous amount of peace. But as long as the philosophies of the world are competing with Christ, we're not going to have peace. Because those things are going to bring stress, the stress into our life that Christ is trying to rid us of. So if we want to have peace, let's reject all of these contemporary philosophies of the world. Number five, if we want to have peace, let's trust in the life that Christ offers. You know, we get a tremendous amount of stress within our life by saying to ourselves, "I know how best to live my life. I can live my life in the way that I want to live my life. I don't need any God or any Christ or any Jesus telling me how to live. And I don't need anybody saying, well, you ought to go and follow the Bible and do what the Word of God says. I can do it myself, and I will take all those burdens on me and me alone. And that, a lot of people live like that. And they think that that's the way to live. But that doesn't bring peace to a person's life. It just brings more stress and anxiety and worry. Because now, guess what? Everything depends on you. Everything. Because you've convinced yourself that God's not going to do anything for you. Christ isn't going to do anything for you. The Bible can't do anything for you. So yes, who has to do everything for you? You do. And nobody else is going to help you with that. Because you certainly, if you can't trust God, Christ, and the Bible, you certainly can't trust anybody else in the world. And now it's all on you to get it done. Wow! That's a lot of stress right there. That's a tremendous amount of lack of personal peace. When we get caught up in doing things our own way, what we end up in is immorality and anxiety and worry. We try to make ourselves happy, but we can't make ourselves happy because the more we try to make ourselves happy, the further happiness gets away from us. And so in order to really have peace, we've got to surrender to Christ and identify with Him to make Him our life and let Him guide us and lead us. That takes so much burden away from us, you see, so that we can then follow Him faithfully. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. The faith which is in the Son of God, who loved me and gave His life for me. Galatians 2 and verse 20. And that, right there, is a great way to have peace within your life. By letting Christ lead your life and trusting in the life He has to offer. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 33, but seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all of these things, what things was He talking about? The things that bring us stress? Where am I going to get my clothing from? Where am I going to get my food from? Where am I going to get my shelter from? Where am I going to get all these other things from that I decided to depend upon me and me alone because I don't have God in my life? And now I've got to protect myself from the whole world. That's stress. But if I trust in Christ and seek Him and His kingdom first, then He's going to provide all these things for me. And I don't have to worry about it anymore. That's peace. And so when we trust in Christ, we can have great peace within our life. How do we have personal peace? Obey the law. Desire peace with others. Take care of your business as quickly as you can. Reject contemporary philosophy. Trust in the life Christ has to offer. And then in things that are beyond what we just talked about, and this is number 6. Give thanks to God in prayer. Give thanks to God in prayer. You know, sometimes things happen in my life that are beyond my control. And that come upon me, and that seemingly there's not much that I can do anything about. And they bother me. And I start thinking about them. I start worrying about them. And they eat me up. And I think, well, what can I do about this? And I think, well, I've already done all that I can do about it. Anything that I would try to do about it further would just get me into more trouble in that regard. And so I don't want to do that, right? And so now what can I do when I'm in that situation? We've got to turn to God in prayer. We've got to pray to the Lord and give it to Him and let it go. You see, we stress ourselves when we think that we can control everything that happens in our life around us. And that's really what we're struggling with, is our own sense and desire for control. But there's some things that are just out of our control, and there's nothing that can be done about it. What do we do about that? We've got to recognize the limitations of our control. And we give it to God because God has no such limitations. You see, God can really do something to help me in that area. He can really act. He can really work. He can really take care of things for me on my behalf. But I've got to trust in Him. I've got to give it to Him. And that's what Paul was talking about here in Philippians 4 in verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, when I do that, when I go to God in prayer, and I really let go of the troubles that I have that are bothering me, that give me anxiety, that give me worry, and I decide I'm going to give those things to God, and that He's going to take care of them, I'm going to put my faith and trust in Him, I have peace. Wonderful peace, beautiful peace, joyous peace. Because now all of those things are in God's hands. And He will truly handle them for me. Has He not promised that He will do that? Yes, He has. And so why can't we just take Him at His word in that regard? And so number six then, to have peace in my life, I need to give my anxieties, worries, cares, and troubles, I need to give them to God in prayer. And then finally, number seven, when we have done everything else that we can do, and we're still having some anxiety and worry, we've gone to God in prayer, and we've tried to put our faith and trust in Him. Number seven is this. Get involved in other people's lives. You know, I understand that the Bible teaches that we've got to love God with our minds, with our heart, soul, and mind, all of our mind. Alright? And I understand that the Bible teaches that there is a place and time for good thinking. And we've got to do some good thinking. Even in this passage in Philippians chapter 4, it says, think on these things. Meditate on these things. Verse 8. Things that are just, noble, good, pure, lovely, virtuous, praiseworthy. Think on these things. And so there's a certain amount of thinking that we must do as Christians. But we can think too much about things also. We can let our minds dwell on things and think about things to the point where we exhaust ourselves. And that's the point at which we need to get out of our own head and get involved in somebody else's life. Do you find yourself in that position sometimes? Do you find that I've obeyed the law. Yeah, I desire peace with other people, and I really try to have peace with other people. I try to take care of my business as quickly as possible, okay? I reject those contemporary philosophies. I don't let those control my life. Okay, that's good. Yes, I trust in the life that Christ offers. I surrender myself to Christ. I don't involve myself in immorality or trying to make myself happy through my own machinations and things like that. I give myself to God in prayer. I pray all the time. But you know, there are just times when my mind runs away with things and spins out of control. What do you do at times like that? Get up! Get out of the house! Go down to the nursing home and visit those folks down there. Go to the hospital and see the friends that are in the hospital. Go volunteer in the community. Go talk to Justin over here and find something to do at the middle school. I'm sure he's got things you can do there. You know, you may have to go through some procedures first, but it's something to do, okay? There's plenty of things to do out there. Go visit your friends in the church. Go give them some of your time. Just get out and away from yourself for a while, okay? You've got to do that. Because if you're stuck with yourself, alone with yourself, all the time, and all you're thinking about is yourself, you're going to drive yourself absolutely bonkers. Alright? And you're not going to have peace in your life. And so, you need to get out and be with others. Even if it's just going across the street to visit a neighbor, or going across the yard next door to visit a friend. Do something other than sitting by yourself, alone, in the house, all day, being bombarded by whatever's on the news. Because that's certainly not the way it is. Get out of your own head. Get involved in other people's lives. This is what Jesus means when he says, you've got to love your neighbor. You can't love your neighbor unless you get involved in your neighbor's life to some degree. This is what Galatians 5 verse 13 is talking about. When it says, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity to the flesh, but through love, serve one another. Serve one another. We've got to be involved in each other's lives. We've got to be about the business of serving one another. And we've got to be doing things to help one another. And so, if we will do that, then like I said, these are seven practical things that we can do to have peace in our life, then we will have a tremendous amount of peace. Let's review them again. In order to have personal peace, what do? We obey the law. Number two, we desire peace with others. Number three, we take care of our business as quickly as we can. Number four, reject those contemporary philosophies. Number five, trust in the life that Christ offers. Number six, give thanks to God in prayer. And seven, get involved in other people's lives. And we will have a life of great and tremendous peace. Now there's one area that I haven't discussed yet, and that is, of course, when we have conflict with God. And I'm talking about sin and the problems that sin brings into our life, because once we've sinned, then we have guilt. And the guilt that comes from sin is a result of my conscience condemning me for what I have done. How can I rid myself of that? Well, I've got to do what the Bible says to do. And if I've so sinned in such a way, I've separated myself from God, and I've never come to peace with God in that regard, then I need to listen to what the Bible says about having peace with God and with Christ. And the Bible says you can know that you can be at peace with God. You can know that your sins are forgiven. How can we know that? By doing what Christ says to do, hearing His Word and believing it, repenting of our sins, confessing Him as Lord, and being baptized for the forgiveness of our sins. Now, when we're baptized, we go down into that grave, a watery grave of baptism, and we rise up to walk in new life. And all of our sins are forgiven at that point. And we have a relationship with Christ. Christ is our brother now. And the Father is our Father, and we're in the family of God now, and we have forgiveness and peace, and God's going to help us with all of those things that we were stressed out with when we were living that life of sin. And having peace with God and with Christ, we can have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Christ will keep on cleansing us of all our sins. 1 John 1 and verse 7 teaches us. And we can then own that beautiful and wonderful peace of knowing that our sins are forgiven and that we're right with God. And then we can do everything that we need to do to be at peace with everyone else. And so this morning, if you need to have peace with God, then we urge you to do what Christ says to do, to have that peace. If you need the prayers of the church to help you with maintaining Christ's peace within your life on a daily basis, then now is a good time to ask for those prayers as well. And if you need to respond to the Lord's invitation this morning, we urge you to come forward while together we stand.